that might have went a little long, but I was enjoying the song. I am back at the Moose. It's only day two, but I've already fucking remembered that I don't really like moose hunting. Oh God, Jesus Christ, Jake, can you stop fucking whining? God, you got a moose tag? Just go fucking hunt, you negative Nancy. I'm just explaining to you. You know, if hunting was a fine wine, and I got to, you know, wine. I don't, fuck, why am I? Ah, Jesus. Still listening to the music. All right. Yeah, I don't know. You're probably asking yourself, where the fuck was he going with the wine thing? I don't know. I honestly don't. But there's different types of wine, and you like one better than the other. I fucking hate all wines, so I have no fucking clue why I ever would have. God, I think I might be a little sleep deprived. I don't know, and I've been eating garbage as always, so I feel like dog shit. But the moose hunting, it's a typical cow tag. I'm seeing nothing but bulls. I'm seeing nothing but bull, singular, not plural. Cause that's what being in the moose is all about. If I'm really in them, you probably saw one or maybe saw some shit. Yeah, I don't know. It's only fucking day two, midday, day two. I'm just fucking whining because that's what I do on this podcast. It's fun. It's fun to get your emotions out. Talk some shit. I'm having fun, but these are the thoughts that go through my head and then out my mouth and onto this fucking podcast, and you morons fucking listen to it. Ah, you poor bastards. All right. Well, yesterday morning, I roamed and it was foggy, and that's when I found the one bull. I don't know. The area I'm hunting is also a little typical of a country I don't really like to hunt that much. Like, timbered mountains, not my thing. I don't know if it's from fucking flashbacks from when I was a fucking kid and my dad brought us to Colorado and elk hunting, and we fucking had just a slew of bad shit happen. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, it's not that. It's not like I'm whining about my fucking childhood. Oh my God! My dad fucking took me hunting when I was 12 and it fucking sucked! We lost horses! We had to search for it for weeks! It was a... Jesus, shut the fuck up. Alright, yeah. No, I'm not gonna whine about that. But honestly, as I've progressed, become a bit of a connoisseur, if you will, of hunting, I like a little different type of country. I like a little more open country. I like a little more stockable, like my ideal country, not necessarily desert, but kind of cut, you know, rugged hills, if you will. Sparsely like juniper pines or what, I don't know, fuck. I don't know trees, I don't know things. You know, some of that little more open country, but enough topography and cover that one, animals fucking live there, and two, you can get in on them. But I just hate just fucking wandering through the goddamn woods trying not to step on every fucking... I mean, it sounds like a goddamn herd of buffalo, even if you walk slow. Crunch, crunch, which isn't as big a deal because elk, moose, deer, they all make fucking tons of noise in this shit. I mean, but you know, I mean, in your head, you're like, every time a twig fucking snaps under your foot, you're like, God, no! I fucked it up! Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But anyway, just yesterday, just still hunting in 100%. Not my favorite type of hunting. But I did end up finding a bull. I was hoping maybe he had a lady with him. It's still pretty little early for the rut to be going. So I kind of checked that area out pretty good. I still haven't seen any fresh sign. I mean, unless you count the actual live moose that I saw as fresh sign. I haven't seen a fresh pile of shit or a fresh track yet. But I'm looking. Last night, I went and sat in this marshy area that my buddy told me to check out. He said it was a good spot to find mooses. He said he's been seeing a cow. He lives up here, so he's been seeing a cow in there. He's been scouting for elk and shit. And he saw a cow in there a couple times, so I kind of went and just hung out. I take the whole fresh sign thing back. I'm talking about shit. I haven't seen a fresh pile of shit in that marshy area. I mean, how can you really tell what's a fresh fucking track in water? But there's plenty of tracks, plenty of moose tracks in there. So I've just been kind of hanging out in that area, or I did last night. This morning I went back. I went to another area and walked in there. I thought it was going to be another one of those, you know, low moosey type countries, but they're just little pockets. 100% gonna be moose in there at some point, but fuck, I mean, might just have to sit in there, you know, and hope he comes through this fucking 100 by 100 pocket instead of the one 100 yards over. I don't know. So that wasn't really what I was looking for, and had a low tire and a low tank of gas, so I ran back to town. It's only about, fuck, I don't know, 20 miles. So what? No, I don't know, maybe, an antelope. God, that's a decent antelope. Well, you know me, I can't judge antelope by fucking shooting anything. Actually, I don't think it was that big, but went back to town. Got some air in the tire, fueled up, grabbed some shitty lunch, got fucking disrespected by a 70-year-old waitress. Oh God, I get it though. I fucking get it. These poor people in these tiny little fucking towns, these tiny little diners, they hate hunters. I can't imagine. You know, this time of year, just a bunch of fucking people congregate on your town. And of course, they are probably the only reason you're fucking still in business. Because I'm assuming the town doesn't really keep the fucking doors open, you know. But, God. She was such a bitch. And I don't know. It was fairly comical. God, I hope I didn't miss my turn out here. I'm fucking yammering. I don't think I did. I think it's coming up. So tonight I'm headed back. I'm gonna go one more night. As much sign as was in there. I think that's one of my better chances. I will be honest with you. I'm fucking tired of sitting. You know, I've always been pretty patient, and if I think, you know, something's going to work out, I will sit and sit and sit and just let it happen. But antelope season fucking kind of did me in a little, I think. And then, I don't know, I've been sitting a little bit for deer. And I want to roam, but I know this is probably my best shot right now. Hopefully my buddy's he's up here hunting elk. He said he was gonna cruise around tonight, take a little break from what he was doing, and go look for some moose in a few spots, see if he could drudge one up at least for, fuck, I think I did miss my turn, or is this it? Nope, that's not it. Is this it? Nope, that's not it. Oh, you poor fucking guys. Just tell us the story and fucking shut it off. Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess I'll keep hammering and grinding and see what happens. You guys fucking enjoy your September. It'll be over soon. And then it'll be, when is it? When September? All right. I'll be back, hopefully, to tell you the story of the big moose cow. All right, folks. Here's a little disclaimer. The following podcast from here on out was recorded while under some pretty extreme conditions. The host was very distraught. He was very upset. He was pretty jacked up on Reese's bars and Pepsi. And some Chad Mendez gut bombs. So, the F word was used a lot in this upcoming episode. This upcoming portion of the episode, if you will. So, and the word so also makes quite a few appearances. So if you don't like it, go fuck yourself and shut it off. Or enjoy. Oh my God, God damn it anyway! Have I ever told you guys I fucking hate moose hunting? They have to be the most frustrating fucking animals on the planet. Don't ask the fucking elk hunters though. Because they just had one try to lick their fucking face. You know what I mean? Jesus, fuck. All right. Just a fucking disclaimer to all you cunts out there fucking hunting elk. Stop. If you've never had a fucking tag in your pocket, I'm not saying you can't get lucky. That's what you need. I'm going to go over this. But let's just talk about this, you fucking elk hunters. I've been there. I've been fucking wandering in the fucking woods, just fucking la-di-da looking for elk, and had a moose just standing there at fucking 20 yards just looking at me like, duh, what's that? You know what I mean? I've been there. This one time I was sitting by a tree, this fucking moose came up. He stuck his tongue out and he licked my fucking hat. I get it. They're retarded when you don't have a tag. That is how all fucking turkeys. Same thing. You're fucking cruising across the prairie. Your fucking truck squeaking. And here come the fucking retards running out of the brush. Just fucking. Just, you know what I mean? Like, it happens. And then you go fucking try to chase them and they act like they're the smartest goddamn bird on the fucking face of the earth. Now, disclaimer. Yes, turkeys can be stupid and you can fucking kill them. They can walk up to your decoy and bleh, just shoot me. And I think these moose are exactly the same. But everybody has a nemesis animal. I used to think mine was elk. But it turns out I'm just a shitty elk hunter. And I don't hunt elk ever. I usually have an elk tag while I'm hunting other things. Deer, fucking moose, whatever. So I never actually learned how to hunt elk. So I'm going to change it. Moose, you are now my fucking nemesis animal. Can you whine anymore, Jake? You're out moose hunting. You're in beautiful fucking country. You should be having a blast. And you're right. You're right. And I am, but I'm so fucking frustrated because I made the age-old fucking mistake of underestimating this hunt. And I fucking knew better because I hunted them 5 years ago, or 4 years, I don't know, whatever it was, however many years ago. And I knew better. Took me 6 days last time, and I didn't think I was going to get it done. And I finally, the luck turned, and I killed one. But it's day six right now. I have no idea what my other... I haven't been doing regular podcasts because I've been fucking grinding. And part of the grind is driving around. I spent the first three fucking days hiking and looking over areas. I sat a wallow twice because my buddy said he had a... this summer, there was fucking moose hitting it all summer long. So, yeah, sat that two nights. Didn't see a goddamn thing. Well, I saw a bear. I think I went over all that. Then I moved over to this new area. And, sorry, I'm going to be periodically fucking pausing and looking at shit. Because I'm out fucking road hunting. Because that's what this has become. So I moved to this new area. And spent a day fucking just walking through these willows, which were fucking 12 feet tall and just tight. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the thickest cocksucking country. And I probably went over some of this. And I think I went over the fact that I fucking bumped into a moose 5 yards, couldn't see her, blah, blah, blah. 20 yards from a moose, had all I could see was her head. She needed to go one way. She went the other way. I had like a fucking basketball-sized hole to shoot through on the other... If she would have went the other way, but she went the fucking wrong way. Like I said, I just need the goddamn luck to switch. But... So I bump into these guys. Like, one morning, they stop. We talk. They're like, yeah, I'm... We're moose hunting. We're chasing a bull. I was camped right there where they bumped into me. And they're like, yeah, we just shot a bull right over here. Fucking. He tells me. I was like, I was glassing and I was getting ready to head into the fucking willows again. And he goes, dude, you need to be out driving around. Like, these fucking moose are right along the road. Which, I mean, it makes sense because... they put the fucking roads right through the bottoms, all these marshy bottoms. I mean, it is the moose country, and these moose aren't afraid of fucking humans. I mean, people are all, I mean, there's a billion fucking, elk hunters here wandering around fucking bugling off the fucking, off the road. What the fuck is wrong with you people? So they're used to people stopping, videoing them, whatever. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I mean, you know, I honestly knew that. Like, it was in my head, but I just was like, I just fucking not going to do it. I'm not going to be a lazy hunter. I am going to fucking walk around until I bump into one of these fuckers. I'm going to spot and stalk, okay? So I'm out. So I bump into them. They're like, yeah, we shot a moose here. I think it was... yeah, they said they had shot it the night before. And I had seen those guys pretty close to my camp. And I thought they were elk hunters. I was like, you guys are morons. There's no fucking elk down in here. Anyway, so he tells me they're driving along. They spot this bull coming up over the road. He goes over the road and he goes down off the road. I don't know how far. They pull over. They... gear up, and these motherfuckers, I've heard them, they're nice, great fucking dudes, but I've heard them gearing up. It's fucking, it sounds like they're over there fucking slamming doors and shit, because I ran into them one other time when they were doing it, so whatever, it doesn't, you know, whatever, maybe they were being quiet, but they say this motherfucker goes off the road and just beds down. So they go down off the road, get in there. I mean, I don't think he was very far where he was showing me where it had bedded after he shot it. They shoot at it three fucking times and hit him. Well, I don't know. They must have shot more than that because his quiver was empty. And he said he hit it twice and found one of the arrows. So I don't know how many times he shot. 5 or 6 times, I guess. And hit him twice. Once, he said, right behind the shoulder, but I'm guessing it was high. Because if it was right behind the shoulder, that fucker would be dead. And, of course, we've all said, that fucking, I smoked him right behind the shoulder. How many of you outfitters out there had that one? I just had one of those on that deer. I swear to God, I shot it. That one, that was different, though. I wasn't making that shit up in my head. That one actually felt good. Anyway, so, and then he said he shoots it in the neck. I shouldn't laugh. Fuck. I suck. These guys have fucking shot at more moose than me. They shot at that moose, and then he goes, yeah, the fucking other, yesterday we were driving, had this big old bullfucker. I just dropped him off, and he walked over and shot. He showed me the video. It actually was going right for him, and it fucking hit a branch. It actually hit a fucking tree and missed. But, God damn it, I got to keep backing up. Yeah, so I'm out here road hunting because those guys were like, man, this is how you got to do it. And they were right. It's not all I'm doing. I'm doing that first thing. I'm doing it right now. It's like 10 o'clock in the morning, but I'm doing it right now because it's pissing rain, which is actually a good thing because the moose are out. They're out and about. And also, God, these roads have been super fucking dry. And here's, for all you cunts out there going, Jesus Christ, Jake, how can you not kill a fucking moose? They are fucking stupid. Okay, where I'm hunting them, and I've had so many fucking messages. Where you at? You in Utah? You in Wyoming? Where you is? Like they saw a moose fucking 3 days ago, and this fucker's gonna be right there. These cocksuckers move around. I'm not saying they move long distances, but fuck, all they gotta do is get in these trees, and I'm fucked. So the country that I'm in, it's timbered, you know, mountains, whatever. Coming down, and I'm hanging out in the bottoms, these river beds or whatever you want, creek beds, whatever you want to call them. And where the creeks come through and it's all cleared off and there's a bunch of tall willows and shit in there, marshy shit, you know, moose shit, moosey country. That's where I'm hunting. Okay. I'm in the fucking moose country. That's what I'm doing. This is where, and there's lots of moose here. I will be honest. This has been better than all of my Canadian hunts. Sorry, Kevin. I love hunting with you and I'm going to do it again. But fuck, I've seen way more moose here than I did there. And I was probably just a bad luck charm that brought you guys nothing for fucking moose for fucking the millions of days that I was there. That's how I do. I just bring all the bad luck. Wah! Fucking cry me a goddamn river. So, anywho, I am cruising around. Looking for these mooses. God, I'm losing track of where I was. So I'm telling you about the country. So the country is that. This thick willows where you can't get a, like, it's not a fucking spot and stalk, okay? I can't get above the fucking willows and look down in them. Like, I guess I probably could if I got up on the fucking mountain, but by the time I got to the fucking place the moose was, it'd be a fucking quarter mile away. And I wouldn't be able to find it. I mean, that, Jesus Christ, people. It's not like you're bedding moose in this fucking, in these fucking 12-foot tall willows and you're just sneaking in there and shooting the fucking bastards. That's not how it works, okay? You either still hunt through there, which I've gone over my thoughts on still hunting, which it works and I'm doing it, but you still hunt through there and then you gotta fucking see or, And the fucking wind in there is just brutally swirling, cock-sucking. Or there is some open stuff. I'm driving right by, like, along the road, there's some spots that are just a little short. Like, I don't know, they're only like 100 yards across. And there's, you know, sparse willows. And I'm literally driving by a spot that not fucking 15 minutes ago, I saw a cow moose. She's standing there. Got a fucking big old pile of fucking shit in her mouth. She's eating. So I'm like, oh, fucking money. I drive up like, I don't know, 150 yards. Find out the wind's wrong. Other cars are driving up and down. I turn around, come back. You know, I'm being quiet. I mean, these fuckers are you. They're right next to the road. Okay? I come back. She's gone. She's not there. Like, what the fuck? She's got to be in these willows, right? She's right here. So I go fucking sneaking through all that shit. She fucking, these motherfuckers can just vent. Poof! Gone. They're just fucking gone. And all they got to do is get up in that timber. And they don't run. I mean, they do. But a lot of times, I think they just get up in that thick shit. And if you don't see them, you know, and I'm using my glass. I'm trying to do all the things right. But, so there's that. There's the tall willows. Or there's clear cuts. And I've found a few cows in clear cuts. And they're just out there feeding. Fuck. One, I bumped into her. I just, these guys that I bumped into that were telling me where to, that had shot the bull moose, that they actually, I didn't really finish that story, but they didn't find that moose. Anyway, we've been kind of coordinating back and forth because they're driving roads like a motherfucker looking for moose. I don't think that deer, I don't think that moose is dead, to be honest with you. I think it was all meat. So these guys tell me this one loop, and I'm like, all it is fucking just, a loop through some timber with a clear cut, some flat clear cut. All right, I'll go check it out. Fucking bump into a moose right away. And she's on the edge of this little patch of timber. She's facing away from me, and I'm like, she didn't even look up when I drove by her. She's just kind of milling, eating right there. I'm like, fuck. And there's a fucking trail that goes into this little patch of timber she's next to and parallels right where she's at. I mean, fuck. I was like, dead moose. Dead fucking moose. She's only, I got maybe 50, or no, probably 100 yards down. So I pull up, shut my truck off, and I'm beginning to think that's what's fucking me. And I know you're out there going, duh, you fucking moron. But how many of these motherfucking... How many of these moose are just standing out here? I mean, every fucking place along the road that's a pull-off has a fucking truck in it. I mean, there's so many elk hunters out here that these cunts have to be somewhat used to, like maybe that guy's not coming for me, okay? Like, that's my theory. But now I'm thinking that they're hearing me and they're just moving off. They're hearing my truck go, or whatever. That was a terrible fucking impersonate. Whatever. I'm tired. So anyway, I pull up, stop the truck, grab my shit real quiet, sneak down this trail, and I'm looking, and I can see out in the clear cut, and she's not out there. I don't see her. I'm just easing along. And finally, I'm like, fuck it. I've got to go out there and make sure she didn't go the other way. So I go out on the, and I'm fucking, I mean, this thing is within 20 or 30 yards of the edge of the clear cut. I mean, it's fucking money. And I'm easing along, looking, and that fucking moose disappeared. Gone. And then the fucking clear cut, I know I'm just fucking flinging a lot of shit at you, which... Maybe I'm not telling all the fucking stories. Fuck, the next morning I run into, I saw a cow along, in the same clear cut. So I go way up. I go actually quite a ways because I'm not going to spook this bitch. I'm going to fucking go up a ways. I'm going to come back. I'm going to find her. I'm just going to see where she goes. I'm going to try to get in front of her. Well, the wind is a fucking cocksucker, as always in the mountains. And, so I walk back and I see her in the middle of it. There's some regrowth and she's in there just fucking around eating. I'm like, oh my God, fucking dead moose. I mean, she's still she's probably 150 yards away. So, I mean, it's not like done dealing. And I've got 150 yards of fucking, I mean, it's like walking on chips. It's literally, it's, and at the time it was super dry. Hopefully with this rain, it'll be a lot easier to walk in there. But I mean, it's super fucking loud. So you gotta ease your, I mean, it, you gotta move real slow, and it's open. It's fucking wide open, but you know, she's in the trees, and then I'm glassing, and I see another fucking cow and a big old bull moose even farther on. I'm like, all right, perfect. I'll fucking stalk on her, and if I fuck that up, I'll go after the other one. I'll go after his lady. So I go sneaking across there, and I don't know if I, like, I know animals, even dumb ones, they have a sixth sense. They know when something's after them. Like, I truly, the wind wasn't great, but it was cutting from my left to right. They were in front of me. The bull, actually, the other cow, the cow that I was after, she went over and joined them. So I think that was just what she was doing. And then they're over there up fucking around, but they're standing there looking. And I don't know, they weren't looking really at me. I don't know what was going on, but they were kind of a little sketched out. So it was probably me. I'm just a fucking terrible goddamn hunter. So they're at this point, they're a couple hundred yards away. Like, and the wind isn't, I don't think the wind's going to them. And goddamn it, these things are walking through people's fucking camps. I mean, I've talked to three camps, and they're like, yeah, that fucking moose just came right through the yard. One guy's like, yeah, that one cow come in and licked my grill. I'm like, what the fuck? Let's fucking put the grill out there a little ways, and I'll sit in your camper as a blind. Jesus Christ. So, I don't know what's going on, but they're pretty close to a road, another road. I mean, there's roads everywhere in here. I mean, the back country. And I see my buddies cruising, and I'm like, oh fuck, here they go. They're going to see this big bull. But I was like, all right, well, maybe they'll see him and they'll go in right there, you know, cause they're on the other side of him. Maybe they'll kind of push him this way. Well, then another fucking Jeep comes up, and I hear those guys talking, and I can see the fucking moose. And the moose is not 50 yards from him. I'm like, what in the fuck are you guys doing? But again, these moose are somewhat used to that kind of shit. So, but the moose start working on, and then I lose sight of the moose. And then I walk up a little ways farther, and I see the other vehicle go, you know, keep going. And then they pull up just a little bit, and I glass their truck, and just, I mean, I'm not shitting you, fucking 10 yards off the road is one of the cows standing there looking at him. And the guy with the tag gets out of the truck. I hear him open the door. I'm watching the moose, and she's pretty alert, but he gets out, opens the back door, grabs his bow, and then she fucking takes off running. I was like, what in the fuck? Well, anyway, I see them guys later, and I'm like, I didn't want to tell them, you guys fucked me, because I might have fucked, you know, I feel like maybe I was pushing them that way. I have no idea. Or they just wanted to go that way. And they tell me, oh, yeah, no, them fuckers come across the road, they fucking boogered, they were gone. They were hauling ass. I said, well, I watched one stand next to your trip. Well, yeah, that one... And again, I'm not making fun of these guys. I know those guys aren't going to listen to this podcast. I mean, what are the fucking odds of that, right? Of course, I did run into some guys that knew who I was. Cool dudes. They were friends with a buddy of mine. Anyway, they were elk hunting. And again, same thing. We're chatting, and they're like, I'm like, yeah, I got a moose tag. Oh, shit, I just seen one. He's just right over here. I'm like, fuck, I got a cow tag. And, like, oh, damn. So, anyways, yeah, I'm gonna keep at it. But I know I had this feeling last time, too, that it just wasn't gonna happen. What it's gonna take is I'm just gonna need my lucky break. And I know, And a lot of times that is hunting. If you just fucking keep on grinding, you get, eventually the animal fucking does something stupid and you do something smart. And maybe you can do more smart things if you're smarter, but apparently I'm a moron. All right. We're all aware of this. You guys know it. You're out there screaming about how stupid I am, how moose hunting is the easiest thing in the fucking world. The funny thing is, moose hunting is not that easy in hunting a bull during the fucking rut. So I've, you know, experienced. And, you know, if you talk to some guys, there's definitely guys that go to Alaska or go to Canada, shoot a moose, comes right in, just, you know, just fucking licking their fucking, the guide's, you know, hat as he shoots. I mean, just shit like that. Like, it fucking happens. Like, yes. But it also happens where you spend fucking 12 days and you see one moose and he's like, go fuck yourself. So I am, but I am hunting a cow moose. And I know you're like, yeah, that should be easier. Well, why? Why is that? They're fucking way smarter than the bulls, for one. It's not the rut. What they're doing right now is they're fucking trying not to get raped. They're like fearing for rape. You know, they're a woman walking through a bad neighborhood like, fuck me. Okay? I'm either going to get raped or maybe one of these assholes is going to shoot one of them fucking darts at me. You know, I'm not saying they're fucking that smart. I'm just saying they're a little on edge right now. Okay? And they're hanging out in either the thickest shit you could possibly find, that you cannot glass, or in the wide ass fucking open with a fucking landmine of fucking twigs between you and them. Okay? This is what moose hunting is. And I know you jackasses, sorry. The people that message me, I don't think you're jackasses, but the ones that I found moose in the high country too. Fucking high country hunting the high country. And I mean, they're just standing there looking at you like, what up? What are you doing? You looking for a deer? I ain't seen one. You know, like that's what moose do. Sometimes I guarantee if you got a tag in your pocket, you're up there. It's not going to happen. No, not guaranteeing. Some people just have all that luck. You know, some people can just fucking walk in the woods and a deer just fucking runs and falls over. Like, oh, I'll just take this one home. I am not that guy. I know sometimes it seems that way, but I work really fucking hard. I put in a lot of days, okay? Oh, Jesus Christ. Now he's bragging about how much he fucking, how hard he works at hunting. He always brags about how hard he works at work. Jesus Christ, look at this fucking asshole. I don't know, guys, but I'm getting a little frustrated. So I told you the moose story about going up this trail, then walking back, and she's gone. She fucking left. So then I get in my truck, and I keep going. And twice now, I've had cows turn into bulls, okay? And I'm not an idiot. Like, well, I am a little bit, but I'm not glassing up a moose and missing the fucking horn on its fucking head. Or it's the antler, if you will. It's not what's happening, okay? The first time, this cow moose is standing on the top of the fucking clear cut. I go all the way around. I walk into this deal. I see a moose walking away from me, like 70 yards away. I go around this. I got this huge fucking pile of brush pile that they piled up in this thing. Between us, I get to the brush pile, I ease around it, and I'm fucking, I don't know, 80 yards away. Here's a fucking giant moose. Bull moose. Giant bull moose. How the fuck would I have missed those antlers? There's no way. I mean, maybe. Maybe I'm just fucking blind. I only glassed him up from him, her. So I'm like, all right, well, there's a cow with him somewhere. And there probably was. She was over the hill. I watched him for a while. He didn't act like there. I don't know if she left. Anyway. So So the story of after, so I'm going up this road. I know I'm jumping all over the place, but who gives a shit, right? This podcast is just for fucking, fuck, maybe to put you to sleep while you're fucking taking a break at work. Who takes breaks at work? Anyway. So I go up the road a little farther, and I see where I had met the guys before. So those guys had seen a moose down a ways from where. So it's going to get confusing. So I run into these guys first thing in the morning, and there's a little bull moose, and these guys are over it. They're fucking done. They're done. He's like, we're going home tomorrow if we don't get one. So anyway, these guys are parked down the way, you know, probably like 200 yards. I go by their truck. I'm like, fuck, they must have killed that moose. And so I go up a couple hundred yards to the very end of that opening that they were in. It was actually, I don't know. Maybe it was even farther than that. It might have been 300. I don't know. Wasn't very far, but still, it wasn't like I was fucking with their moose or whatever. You know, I was like, shit, I left these guys like 3 hours ago. So I go up to the very end of this thing, and here's a cow moose standing in it. I'm like, oh, fucking money. So I go up, I park, and I'm kind of pissed off from the cow that had disappeared. I'm like, ah, fuck it. So I park. There's a road that goes towards, there's a like a four-wheeler trail or hiking trail that goes up towards where the end of this thing is. So I just park at the fucking trailhead, grab my shit, and walk in there. And I get up there real quiet, real slow. And I see the end, and I'm glassing. Okay, there's a moose right there, right there. I look, and it, you know, I get a little closer, and it's got fucking horns on its head. Antlers, whatever. Like, what the fuck? So I'm at this point just super, I'm like, all right. And it, I'll be honest, it did look like the moose that those guys had been after. But truly, I had left those guys 3 hours before that. So I figured they had already killed the fucking thing. Well, what I think had happened is they had followed this moose all around in there, and he went up. I don't know. Like, this moose just standing there looking down. I'm like, what the fuck? Where's the cow? Because there was a cow. No question. I only saw that fucking moose from, I would bet, I saw her from 150 yards. If I don't fuck, I mean, all I see is ears. Like, there's no horn. You don't miss it. Like, I said he was a small moose, but he wasn't like a fucking, you know, salad tonger or whatever you want to call him. I mean, he had, you know, he was like a fucking, you know, 24-incher or 20-incher. You know, he had some fucking horn on his head. So I'm sneaking down, and I'm probably like 60, 70 yards from this moose, and he's looking straight down. I'm like, all right, he's looking towards the cow. And then I look across, and here are the fucking two dudes coming around the corner, not quietly. Whatever. And I'm like, they see me, and they stop, and they look at me, and I'm like, fucking right there. And they're a little farther from him. They're probably like 80 yards from him. And he's now looking at them because they come around the corner, kind of out in the open. And, yeah, listen to that. Fucking Toyota. I have no idea what that is. But I've heard other people say that when they had a Toyota, and it makes that grumbling sound after it shuts off. I don't know. Maybe that's what's scaring the fucking moose away. So, I see these guys, and I'm just like, done. Like, fuck you, I'm out of here. Of course, I'm not done. I'm over here parked now. I'm gonna walk this trail in the rain, get wet. I'm out of food, kinda. I'm out of my meals because I don't know about you guys, but I love Peak Refuel. But the elk ragu, it tastes like a fucking, like I smell right now. It tastes so... It tastes terrible. It's fucking miserable. Like, Chad Mendez, are you eating that shit? Because if you are, like... Ugh. I threw it away. I fucking took two bites. I threw it in the fucking garbage. It was disgusting. So, I'm out of food. Kind of. I've got fucking candy bars and... That's pretty much it. Pretty much all I have is some candy bars and some jerky. But I'm going to make it through today and tonight, hopefully. And then go back and then hunt in the morning. And then I'm going to run back to town. Check fucking service. I literally thought I was going to be here for like 3 or 4 days. I was not planning on being gone this entire fucking week. Like I said, I've missed my kids. I want to go home, but I cannot fucking give up. I'm supposed to be at fucking Ryan's on Sunday, and it's looking like I probably won't make it there till Sunday night at the earliest. What is that? Oh my God. I can't see through my binoculars. They're full of fucking rain. So I've decided that it's Thursday. Midday, I'm going to hunt the rest of the day. I'm going to hike this. I'm going to go hike through some of them willows, just get soaking fucking wet. And then I've also lost my toothpaste somewhere along the road. I don't know. I was brushing my teeth. Apparently, I left my fucking... pretty good about leaving shit laying. So I left my goddamn toothpaste. So I've had a couple days of... No toothpaste, no shower. Well, I've had 7 days of no shower. No toothpaste. So everybody I talk to, I apologize because I'm sure it was disgusting. And so anyway, I'm going to go back to town tomorrow midday. I wasn't planning on being here this long. Work is, last time I checked was a couple days ago. And I think on Tuesday I checked service. Everything was good then. But fuck, I'm sure shit has fallen apart by this point. I'm supposed to have a call about a big job. Probably not going to get on Friday. And so I got to go back tomorrow, Friday. I know I'm just jumping around. Sorry, ma'am. Again, sorry. Go back. Grab some more food, a little more food. I'm going to go check another area unless I'm still finding cows in this spot. And then I'm probably, honestly, I'm thinking about getting a fucking hotel room if I can get one for not $200 on Friday night because I need a fucking shower and to organize my shit, dry some shit out. So I might actually get a hotel room tomorrow night, maybe. And, then get up on Friday or on Saturday morning, hunt the morning, and then make a decision whether I'm going to buzz home in the afternoon or hunt one more evening and then go home and get home like at midnight. I'm spending the entire fucking day on Sunday with my family because fuck, I need it. And then turn and burn Sunday night and head to Ryan's. Fuck, hopefully my luck turns around. Knock on wood. Ryan's place has been my golden nugget, but now I've just fucked that up. So, yeah, hopefully all that planning will get fucked up by killing a cow moose. Maybe just a cow. If I see a moo cow, maybe I'll shoot the bitch and see if they'll accept that. Oh God. I want to kill this moose so bad. Cause I want the meat. That's what, I mean, I obviously want to fill the tag. I always want to fill the fucking tag. I didn't think it was going to be this hard. I brought the compound because I wanted to get the species with the compound now that I got it with the recurve. Yeah, I'm that guy. Wanted to knock it off the list. And but truly, 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 I want to fill this tag so bad just because I want the meat so bad. Oh, the last time I killed one, it was the best. It was the best. All right, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go walk around in the rain for a fucking few hours. See what happens. You guys go back to fucking work. I don't know. I'll jump back on here and it might be at the end of, might be on the way home. I'll either be cussing Moose or I'll still be cussing Moose. I don't know. That's what kind of makes it fun. It'll be really fun if I get one. It'll be really frustrating if I don't. Ah, whiny, whiny, whiny. Ah, the quality of radio is fucking amazing out this way. All right. Today was a whirlwind, folks. It was a good day. I spent, a good 40 minutes bitching about this hunt to you folks. And about 2 hours later, I had a moose on the ground. Woo! Put him down. Put her down, I mean. It was... All right. Before I start bitching again... Let's talk about the fucking awesomeness that was. This hunt was tough. I know, I've given you guys enough shit for thinking it would be, I don't know. I feel like everybody out there is just fucking judging me. Because I thought it would be easy too. I did. I underestimated it again. I thought a couple of days I'd be home, I'd spend the week getting all my shit together, and then I'd be out the door again hunt mule deer up in South Dakota. It didn't go that way. I hunted my fucking ass off, and anyway, it was good. It always makes it fucking that much better when you hunt your ass off. I like it when I think... That I'm gonna, when I know, I don't think, when I'm on a hunt and it's hard, but I know it's gonna happen eventually, there's no big deal. For whatever reason, this hunt, I should have felt that way, because I kept seeing moose, but the way they were reacting to me, I don't know. I just didn't see it happening, and, I have more time, technically. The season goes to the end of the month. But I didn't have enough time because I need to get home. I need to get some work done. And I need to go up to South Dakota and hunt deer. So I just really didn't have... I don't have the time. I just didn't have any more time than going throughout this week. So, anyway... Today I hit it pretty hard. It was raining pretty much all day. So I intermittently drove around. I kind of already discussed that and drove around. And after I did that last podcast, I went for a fucking hike. I decided there's this one little, we called it the circle. Me and the other moose hunter. We all called it the circle. Of course, it was fucking actually, if you look at the map, it's a triangle. But I made the circle on foot today because I thought, you know what? These moose are fucking wise to me. They're wise because everybody's doing the same goddamn thing. They're fucking hunting them out of the truck. So I'm like, all right, with this noise and the ground being wet, things are going to be quiet. I'm just going to fucking ease around and glass and look and check all these openings. And I ended up finding 3 fucking bulls, as always. I found a lot of bulls on this trip. I did. It was, could have been a fun trip. Well, it was a fun trip, but could have been awesome had I had a bull tag. But who's waiting 30 fucking years for that? Not me. Not this guy. So, anyway, I come out of the fucking timber onto the road. I'm like, I don't know, a couple hundred yards from my truck. And I see my buddies, the ones that were hunting the bull, that wounded the bull, you know, the guys that that camped up the end of the road. Anyway, good dudes. They stopped. They said, fuck it, they're done. He's got his camp packed out. He's heading home. And but he stops and he goes, dude, we needed you fucking 30 minutes ago, 45 minutes ago. He said there was a fucking cow moose right below our camp while we were packing up. And she did not act very scared. It's like, you gotta be shitting me. He's like, yeah, you better go up there and check around. She kind of went down the river. Basically, these guys were parked, pulled. They were up on the top of the road. They were pretty much in the timber, but there was a little river, creek bed. The creek bed that we've been fucking driving up and down the roads looking at was right behind their camp, obviously. But there, you know, it wasn't the willow area. It was more timbered area. So I wasn't overly hopeful. I said, all right. So I drove up there, got to their camp, got out, went down to the river, and there's moose trails all over in there, you know, I mean. So I just got on one and just started following it real quiet, just stopping, glassing. It was real thick, it was real loud because the creek was loud. And I got down. I didn't go too far. I probably only went, fuck, I might have only went 500 yards, but I was going real slow and looking because I was hoping that she didn't just take off fucking walking, you know? I mean, these fuckers got huge strides on them. So anyway, I got down. Looked at my Onyx, and there was a clear cut, or not a clear, it wasn't a clear cut, it was just an opening, I don't know what you call it, meadow, I don't fucking know, on the other side of the creek bed. So I crossed the creek, Jesus, is that driving you crazy, because it's trying to drive me crazy, creek, I don't know, anyway, I crossed the water, and I ease up to the edge of this opening, and it's really tall grass. I mean, up to your belly button grass. And I'm kind of glassing, and then I just happened to look over to my left, and legitimately, my inside said, that's just a stick. But my mind, I'm serious. My mind, it was funny, because my heart said stick, but my mind was like, wouldn't it be cool if that was an ear? Because it kind of looked like an ear. So I pulled up my binos. Well, wouldn't you fucking know it? It was an ear. It was an ear. And I was like, oh, shit. So I fucking snuck up to the edge of the grass, basically. And it was just there was like a berm that went up. And then it was this meadow where I snuck up there. Got on my knees where I could just kind of see over the grass and see, you know, her head and see the ears. I'm like, well, it's a cow. I don't fucking know. I mean, she kind of was, all I could see was her fucking top of her head. I'm like, all right. So I watched her for a while and, I don't know. I probably sat there for, I probably like 45 minutes, and it, like, the sun would come out. It wasn't quite pissing rain at this point, but it was drizzling, and then the sun would come out, you know, be hot as fuck for 5 minutes. Like, she's got to get up. Like, she's just laying in the sun. But the tree that was in front of her was 23 yards, so I figured she was somewhere around 25 to 27. And I'll give you a little tactics here. The way I run, fucking run, the way I use my spot hog, I've got a fast eddy, the two pin, on my compound. So I got the two pin, and the top pin I leave at 20, I think it's like right at 26, 27 yards, and the second pin's right at 40. So if I'm within, you know, from 10 yards to 45 yards, I'm pretty money. And on a moose, even 50, you know, hold my fucking 40 pin on her back and let it rain. So, that's kind of how I had it set. So I was like, oh shit, she's right where I need to be. If she gets up, walks, I'll be money. And, it was about 45 minutes. She finally gets up and she milling around there behind the tree forever. It seemed like probably only like 2 minutes, but she milled around behind the tree and then she started walking out into the meadow. Just perfect. And I had rearranged, and she was about 25, so I actually set my pin to 25. She's out there perfectly broadside. I drew back, kind of raised up, fucking shot. I hit her just a little bit a little back and a little low, but not bad. I mean, it's still lungs. And she trotted over, didn't know what happened. She trotted over. I threw another arrow on, and she was facing me. And I put it right. She was kind of quartering too hard. So I put it right on the point of the shoulder, and that fucking arrow went through her all the way out her ass. All the way out her ass. And fuck, I never found it. I never found one of my goddamn arrows. Of course, the grass, like I said, is belly button tall. Then she runs over and gets another, she runs another 20 yards. I mean, she's dead at this point. I'm fucking got two arrows perfect in her. I mean, the first one, I wouldn't say is perfect, but the fucking 6 days of waiting for this, I might have just pulled it a little. So then she runs over, and my philosophy is if they're standing, keep shooting. So I loaded another day six up. There's your fucking advertisement for the fucking week. Loaded it up, and I put one right in her heart, and she fucking went another 20 yards, stopped by this tree, and stood there. These fucking animals are big and they're tough. And she stood there, and I mean, she was probably on her feet for a good minute. And I even considered shooting her again, but I was like, holy shit. Those 2 second shots, I mean, the first one would have been fatal eventually. Or, you know, I mean, it might have taken her a bit. It was a little back low. I mean, I don't know. There was a lot of blood coming out right away, but I thought about shooting her again, but I was like, no. No, don't do that. And, yeah, anyway, so that was, sorry, I'm sitting in kind of a fucking sketchy neighborhood, and I just thought I heard something, not a gunshot, but somebody banging on something, so I'm freaking out a little. Yeah, I don't know. She went down. It was exciting. It was fucking awesome. I went, you know, I was at kind of an all-time low of the hunt. Pretty sure I wasn't going to get one killed. Well, I never, ever think that. Like, I never think that it's not going to happen. I always think that there's a good chance of it. But after a certain amount of time and seeing what the hunt is actually like, you start getting a little bit of doubt. And I know, I mean, fucking all these guys on these podcasts are always like, I'm never fucking, it's always going to happen. I've got it. I'm fucking positive the whole fucking time. I fucking murder. Yeah, right. Okay, calm the fuck down. I'm grinding out there. Yeah, you're grinding, all right. I guarantee fucking to you everybody has the same goddamn thoughts. Instead of you thinking, I'm the fucking man. That's probably not true. Maybe people are that fucking conceited. And they really never have doubts. I don't know. I feel like everybody has doubts at times. It's just the way fucking, it's human nature. Why do we pretend that we're not humans sometimes? I don't know. All right, so anyway, that was at 2:00 in the afternoon. I ran up, got my truck. Well, I actually didn't get my truck. I got my pack, and I ended up finding out as I went up, right where just not, maybe 50 yards from where she fell over, across the creek, there was an actual camp. So it was probably 50 yards off the road, or maybe even 100 yards off the road. But there was a road that came down all the way to the creek. Creek, creek, crock, creek, creek. So, I mean, you couldn't have shot her in a better fucking spot at all. Not, I mean, fucking couldn't have shot her in a better spot. So I ran up, grabbed my shit. I didn't even need my pack, really. Came back, took some pictures, did all the, you know, I just gutlessed her and pulled all the quarters off, left the hide on, and just packed her. You know, I didn't even throw her in the pack, obviously. I don't need that fucking, I was kind of looking forward to fucking trying the new pack with some weight in it, but I'm not packing a fucking moose 50 yards just to say I did it. Getting blood all over my shit just cause. Just for the gram! But, yeah, so I got her across the creek, got my pickup, brought her down, fucking backed right up to her, threw her in. I was at a fucking all-time high, folks. And this is where it started going back down. So, sorry. I'm saying so a lot. It is what it is. That didn't take me long. You know, it took me all done and done after photos and all the crap and lopping her legs off and everything, moving her to, you know, where I got her in the game bags and in the truck was an hour. So it was 3:30. I was like, fucking A, I'm going to haul ass, get my camp, and I'm going to get my ass back to town. And because town is about another hour, camp was about another half hour away. So I was like, fuck, if I do this just right, I can almost get back to town just before 5 o'clock and get this bitch checked in. Because you got to fucking, it's a mandatory check. All right. Okay. That's fine. I'm good with that. You want a mandatory check? You want to take a tooth? Fucking rock and roll. I'm all about it. Age that bitch. I don't know. So I get my, I haul ass, and it's fucking pissing rain at this point. Haul ass, clear back around to the other side of the mountain, grab my camp, and I seriously just fucking threw it down, threw it in the truck, all wet, you know, threw all my sleeping bag, just didn't pack anything down. It's all in the back of my truck, just a fucking pile of shit. Like, I am a super organized person, but if you saw my truck right now, you would vomit. For one thing, I stink like a fucking Bigfoot's dick. And two, I mean, this truck is just a fucking nothing but, oh, God. Anyway, so I haul ass back to town. I get back in fucking record time. I'm back here by 4:40. Like, I should have known where this other place was because I have checked a moose in before, but I go to the game and parks over here because I don't know where else to go, and my tag doesn't tell me where to fucking go. And the booklet doesn't tell me where to go. I didn't read the whole thing, but I didn't see anywhere where it, you know, called out check stations in these certain little towns. So I go there. They're closed at 4:30. I'm like, you mother lazy motherfuckers. God damn it. Can't you anybody just work till 5? Fuck. So I call my buddy. He gives me, he's kind of lives around here, so he's got a game warden's number. Gives me that. So I call that asshole. If you're listening to this, please don't come after me. I'm just angry. I know you're busy. I know you're out there chasing the fucking 10,000 elk hunters. I get it. But he doesn't answer. And I leave him a voicemail saying, hey, this is Jake, you know, Downs. I'm trying to get a moose checked in. And I'd like to make the trip home tonight. You know, it's about a 5-hour trip home. I'd like to go home and see my family. I got a bunch of shit to do tomorrow. I got all this truck to clean out, and I've got a fucking moose to take care of. Now, I'm not actually telling him all this, but this is what I'm thinking. I'm like, damn it, I can get this moose checked, and I can haul ass for home and be home like midnight, and I'm fucking good to go. So anyway, I call him, no answer. Then I start calling around. I get one CPW that's actually still open. It's like 10 till 5. They actually answer. It's like, I think it might have been Fort Collins. And the poor lady, I feel bad because I yelled at her a little. She says, I think you're going to have to bring it to Fort Collins. I was like, man, that's 2 hours away. I'm not bringing it to Fort Collins. Not doing it. Absolutely not. Hang on. God dang it. I got a shit so bad right now. I might have to take a little break. I'll be right back. All right, ladies and germs, I am fucking back. So I'm just going to give you a little backstory here, or where I'm actually currently at. My POV, is that, I don't know, that's a new thing. I don't even know, is it point of view? I don't fucking know. My point of view right now is fucking a shady fucking neighborhood parked outside of the goddamn Parks CPW fucking shed here, hoping that someone will call the fucking cops or them and say, hey, you got a fucking shady truck parked in your driveway. And then when they get here, I'm going to say, fucking check this moose in, you fucking cunts. But anyway, so I think I was telling you the one lady told me I was going to have to drive 2 fucking hours. And I asked her, I said, you don't have a game warden out here? And she says, well, I even remember what she said. She didn't say no, but I said, ma'am, there's 10,000 fucking elk hunters out here. It's a fucking OTC unit. Like, what in the... How you got to have at least 10 fucking game wardens out here. You think one of them could run over here and just pull a fucking tooth? Or maybe I can leave this goddamn fucking head I got in his driveway and fucking be on my way? Like, Jesus. I get it. I get the fact that you have to check them in. But if you have a mandatory check on something in an area, you should have, for one, you should have some contacts for that on the tag. Secondly, you should maybe stay open past 4:30 or be available past 4:30. I don't know. You know, back home during rifle season when there's a mandatory check, those motherfuckers are there from like 6 in the morning till dark. So don't tell me you can't do it. The one lady says, well, you're going to have to wait till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and call in, and then we'll find somebody to check it. And I'm like, you fucking cunts. So, God damn it. I keep saying so. I hope you're drinking to that and getting hammered. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of got upset and told the ma'am, I said, miss, if you're going to have, what did I tell her? I said, maybe hunters don't, I don't know. I was a dick. Something about 8 to 5 or 8 to 4:30 isn't long enough for, I don't know. It wasn't a good one. It wasn't good, but, luckily, she wasn't a game warden. She does have my name and number. She'll probably stick a game warden on me. Not that he has anything to come after me for, but whatever. Fuck, I don't know. So now I'm just... So I went and got a steak. Because I was out of meals. Because I threw that fucking Chad Mendez elk ragu, that $15 fucking pile of dog shit in the trash. Ugh. I'm not saying all his meals are bad, but the two I had of his are fucking no goes. The fucking cheese mashers, that was like eating fucking nothing. Like, I mean, it was just like put some fucking, like, I don't know what was in it, but it wasn't, didn't have any taste. It didn't taste good. So I guess whatever. I was out of meals, and I didn't eat much today but jerky and candy bars. I went and had a steak. Then I made a few phone calls, talked to the kids, because I've been out of cell service for a few days. And drove out to an area. Boned out all the meat, skinned it off, boned it out. Got it in the game bags and in the cooler. Came back to town, took a shit, not the one I just referred to, another one, because I don't shit in the woods that often. Even when I eat that fucking nasty mashers, you'd think that'd come right out. And then I drove over here, and now I'm parked. Seriously, they've got a spot that they do their checks or whatever. It's like their garage. There's a CPW truck next to me, and they're, you know, whatever. I'm going to fucking stay here. because my tent is fucking wet and shoved in my back of my truck, and I'd have to drive a ways to get to where I could actually pull off the road and camp. I don't want to fucking do that. So I'm just going to half-ass sleep in my truck and legitimately kind of hoping that one of these neighbors is like, that fucking truck's freaking me out. And they call the sheriff and he calls the CPW and one of them guys comes down here. At bare minimum, I'm hoping one of these guys is an early riser and he likes to drink his coffee and drive by the office, first light, and he'll see my truck and stop in so I can get the fuck on the road. 8 o'clock. Who the fuck? I like to be... yeah. I'm just bitching, but it's been a great fucking day. It's been a great day, and this is the kind of shit, like, the fact that I'm sitting here doing a podcast, and immediately that fucking steak is coming at me. It is fucking... It is heave-hoeing those mashers out. And I look over across the street, and there's a fucking outhouse. A port-a-shitter. Right there. I mean, fuck. I legitimately looked around the corner. I was going to take a shit over here on the side of their fucking building. That's what I was going to do. Because what the fuck am I going to do? Go knock on the neighbor's door? And of course, I'm in a tiny little town where the fucking gas station closes at 9. Like, what the fuck? So I got lucky, but I went over there, and it ain't been used for a while, but there was shit in it, so I didn't feel too bad about unloading another one in there. Oh, the quality that you guys get out of this podcast is fucking unreal. It's unheard of. But yeah, all right. I'm going to fucking call this good. I will probably jump on tomorrow on my way home and tell you how the meeting with the CPW went. I'm going to try not to piss them off. That's my goal. Because I'm certain they can find something that I didn't do fucking right. Jesus Christ. You got to be a goddamn lawyer to fucking make these guys completely happy. I'm just kidding. Don't come after me. I didn't do it. Fucking losing my mind. 7 days by yourself. That'll do it to you. I fucking legitimately feel like I've lost my goddamn marbles. Moose hunting pisses me off to no end. All right. I'll conclude the podcast here shortly, and you guys can get your ass back to work. I am fucking so fucking mad right now. I'm telling you, the fucking CPW can go fuck themselves. All right? They can fucking... I don't even know what I fucking told you from last night or whatever. I think I filled you in on the fucking bullshit of not finding anybody to fucking check this moose in, and then I was camped out in their fucking driveway all night waiting for fucking 8 a.m. and made a phone call to Steamboat for fucking, because that's the local fucking place. Fucking called them at 8, they didn't answer. Called them at 8:02, they answered fucking finally. And the lady gave me the same goddamn runaround. That particular fucking place is not open till 1 p.m., sir. 1 fucking p.m.? If it's a mandatory fucking check. I was there yesterday at 4:30. Where were you? Fucking where were you? Okay? You weren't there. So... we have staffing issues, sir. We can't get anybody to fucking work. There is 10,000 fucking hunters out here. You guys don't have fucking 10 game wardens fucking running around that couldn't fucking meet me? I'll meet you in the fucking woods, goddammit. I will meet you in the fucking wherever you are. Don't move. If you're on a fucking... I tell you right now, what I should have fucking done is called in a fucking ferocious game violation. Sir, I just saw a fucking... I saw a guy shoot a fucking elk in town. It was a spike. He shot it with a fucking bazooka. Come now. That's what I should have fucking done. I should have fucking called in a ferocious game violation. And when the game warden got there, I should have been like, oh, fuck, I don't know. Them guys took off. You guys took too long. But hey, while you're here, I got a moose I need checked in. This is a fucking joke. Now, I know you're thinking, well, it's not that big a deal, Jake. You know, I mean, so you got to drive an hour. But, I mean, yeah, but it's, I paid $2,300 fucking dollars for this tag. You don't think you can have somebody? I think I'll leave the goddamn head on the fucking, that's what, so after I get off the fucking phone with the whatever, the CPW an hour away, and I'm like, well, you can bring it here or go to Fort Collins. Like, that's fucking 2 hours away. Like, what in the fuck? I'm going north. I'm going home. Let me leave the fucking, the head, and you can take, I don't want the head. I don't want it. So I ran over, I see the sheriff. So I run over there. I'm like, hey, is there any fucking way you can help me find somebody? Or can you help me out? I mean, fucking deputize your sheriffs. They could probably take some info off your fucking tag. Make sure you didn't wanton waste. Make sure you got all the meat. Make sure you fucking marked the fucking tag right. And then they could probably just fucking leave the skull there. Verify that you're the right person. I mean, what the fuck are we doing here? What are we doing? All right? If you have a moose fucking mandatory check in a unit, the closest fucking town should have a fucking check. Which it does, but it should be fully fucking staffed during season. That's all I'm saying. Or you have somebody in a fucking gas station that knows how to fucking do it. That's how we are back home for rifle season or whatever. Every fucking town has a check station for the most part. God damn it. I told the sheriff, I was like, man, just check my tag, check my shit, and I'll leave the fucking head on their goddamn doorstep, and they can get it when they get home. Fuck! What do they think we're doing out here? Oh, God, I'm so fucking mad. This is a fucking... And you know what they're gonna say. Well, we're short-staffed because of COVID. Fuck COVID. COVID? It's... Oh, Jesus. Fuck. Short staff. There's fucking 10 toothless guys running around out there. Fucking hire one to fucking check your fucking tags. It's not rocket science. You don't need a fucking game biologist to do this shit to even fucking pull a tooth and put it in a fucking baggie and put it in a goddamn mail. You don't need a fucking rocket scientist. Oh, God. 5 fucking years and fucking $2,300 later, and you guys treat me like I'm a fucking pile of shit. Go fuck yourself, Colorado. I think I'm done with you. Fuck it. I think that's the podcast, folks. I am fucking done. I might... If there's more to tell, if I get fucking thrown in jail, is this possible? At this point, I'm actually fucking glad I have an hour's drive. Because if I didn't, I'd probably be in jail. I've already called and yelled at my wife. Because that's what we do as husbands when we're mad at other things. I didn't yell at her. I just yelled about this like I am doing to you. And she listened and then went back to work. And I'm out here supposedly having fun. That's what I'm supposed... Get the fuck out of the way, you fucking retard. Ah, God, this fucking truck driver is a real genius. Yeah, I'm out here just... I just want to go home! I know it sounds kind of funny, because most of you guys, you take your fucking week off, and that's all you get, and you get that whole week, and if you kill, whatever, and, you know, you just mosey on home. That's not me. A lot of what I do is fucking, when I kill something, I'm on the fucking homeward bound. I am trying to get home so I can, for one, take care of the motherfucker. That's the other thing. I gotta fucking store this cocksucker for, I've had it for, you know, since yesterday. You know, and it's on ice, it's gonna be fine, but Jesus Christ, like, want and waste, you cocksuckers are the problem. But, yeah, so you guys are out there fucking, got your week off, and you're just moseying on home. Not me, I'm trying to get my ass home. I'm trying to get my ass home so I can spend a couple days with the family, and then I'm headed back out. And I know that sounds like I'm complaining about it. I am not. But when shit like this happens, it's like a job, all right? It's like at work. I treat hunting a little bit like a job. Like, I love it to death. I work hard at it. But I have a goal. And once I achieve that goal, I fucking, my goal is to get home. And I know I'm beating around the goddamn bush again, but I don't know. I guess what I'm trying to say is, it's a little different for me. It's a little different for me because, you know, on to the next hunt. And I, you know, I got fucking payroll to do today. I got fucking now a moose to take care of. I got a truck full of garbage that I gotta fucking clean and replace. And then I gotta get ready for my next hunt. And I know, boo-hoo. Like, oh, it'd be sure would be fucking nice to fucking have that life. Well, I fucking, that's the whole point, I earned it. And the time, I'm not making money right now, folks. I'm spending money. So when people start fucking me over and making me spend more money, $5 a gallon, time is money. As we all know. All right, it's just like at work. When shit goes backwards, you get a little fucking mad. Especially when it makes no sense that it's going backwards. Because it's either, you know, lazy people or our government fucking being COVID cunts. I don't know, you know. And they keep upping the fucking price of everything. I don't mind. I don't mind paying the $2,300. But fucking earn it! Okay? Staff your fucking places. Staff them. Get the toothless guy. Get him over here. Let's fucking rock and roll. Fucking deputize the fucking sheriff. There's somebody in this government that could fucking do this job that's already just hanging out in an office. You don't need somebody at this place all the time. All right. Well, I'm stuck at construction again. So, yeah. I guess if something crazy, I'm going to lodge a complaint for sure. So if something crazy, I'll jump back on. If not, that's the podcast. And I'm sorry. I hope your volume wasn't too high for all my yelling. Have a good day and get back to work.